Momentum Energy is 100% owned by Hydro Tasmania, who in a single hour make enough renewable energy to fill 400,000 bathtubs with freshly popped popcorn, or spin 200 million disco balls all at once, or power an army of 10 million robot vacuums ready to take over the world! Or just help keep your leftovers cold. Either or. For a power company backed by someone who can do all that, switch to Momentum Energy. 100%.
You're listening to SBS News.
The Trump administration's border chief, Tom Homan, has promised a safer and more targeted Minnesota operation. Minnesota's twin cities of Minneapolis and St. Paul have been in a state of upheaval since President Trump ordered around 3,000 heavily armed federal agents to conduct an immigration crackdown dubbed Operation Metro Surge. Speaking from Minnesota, Mr. Homan, who is also known as the Border Czar, said he intended to reduce the number of immigration and customs enforcement officers on the streets, after what he said were productive meetings with Minnesota Governor Tim Walz and Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey.
And what we've been working on is making this operation safer, more efficient by the book. The mission is going to improve because of the changes we're making internally. We will conduct targeted enforcement operations, what we've done for decades. When we hit the streets, we know exactly who we're looking for. I don't want to see anybody die. Not officers, not members of the community, and not the targets of our operations.
The proposed plan to reduce ICE presence marks a shift in the aggressive tactics that have drawn national outrage after two U.S. citizens were shot dead by federal agents. Renee Good, a 37-year-old mother of three, was shot dead behind the wheel of her car by an ICE agent in early January, triggering widespread protests calling for officers to be withdrawn from Minneapolis streets. Tensions flared further after federal agents shot and killed Alex Pretty, a 37-year-old intensive care nurse, last week. Mr. Homan has conceded a change in approach is necessary, but he says the scale-back of officers will be dependent on cooperation from state officials.
We have some agreements. We got more to talk about how we're going to implement those agreements, but as we see that cooperation happen, then the redeployment will happen.
Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey has called the actions of officers in Minneapolis unconstitutional and says the city's authorities will play no role in enforcing federal immigration laws. He's continued to demand an immediate end to the operation and withdrawal of agents.
Never in a million years did I think that we would be in this place where the Department of Justice is used as a weapon to silence dissent. We've been very clear. The Operation Metro Surge needs to end. This kind of conduct and siege needs to stop, not just in Minneapolis. It needs to stop nationwide.
He says the tactics of fear and violent suppression used by ICE officers are undermining the foundations of democracy.
What's become clear to me is this is obviously not about safety. This is not even about immigration. This is about silencing a narrative or a political position that differs from that of a federal administration. We've seen this kind of conduct in other countries. We cannot see it right here in America.
While the Trump administration's rhetoric has lent toward de-escalation in recent days, pressure is mounting for the immigration operation to be scaled back further. Senate Democrats have made a list of demands, including that ICE officers end roving patrols, are mandated to take off their masks, wear body cameras, and obtain warrants for arrest. On Thursday, Democrats voted to block legislation to fund the Department of Homeland Security and several other agencies, threatening a government shutdown if a deal wasn't reached. The two sides have now agreed to temporarily fund Homeland Security for 2 weeks while they debate the Democrats' demands to rein in ICE. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says the demands must be met to end what he describes as state-sanctioned thuggery.
If Republicans refuse to work with us to rein in ICE and to end the violence, they're telling the American people they're choosing to protect ICE over choosing to protect people's safety. Americans, by and large, support law enforcement. I do. And most people support border security. I do as well. But Americans do not support ICE terrorizing our streets, operating outside the law, killing American citizens.
Angelica Waite, SBS News.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.